Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I've been here long as you've been here.
Amen, 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 amen.
What? They just got here. See Jesus? You be mad at God. Why? Because you've been sitting on the seat to do nothing. Amen. Rejoice with them that rejoice. And as the Lord pours out on Pastor now, y'all better be happy. Because it starts at the head. When it starts to flow through here, rest assured, it ain't going to be no trickles. It's going to be a flood. Amen. Y'all need to be praying that God bless us and prosper us, because if it starts, it's going over the whole body here. It's your covenant right too. So stop fretting. Stop pining. You know, that thing can get in your spirit if you let it. What somebody did, and you can't get it out of your mind. Hey, you in the grocery store, and they in the grocery store with you. Even though they're not there physically, but they're in your mind. You'd have forgot all what you came to the store for, thinking about them. Oh, man, I don't smoke pizza. Stop pining or fretting and cease being envious. Learn to rejoice. Learn to give a compliment. Somebody got something new, car, something, hey. God, my good, thank you, Jesus. It's like I got a new car. When Elder put up in that vet, it looked like mine. He parked it right out here. I said, whoa. That thing was shining like brand new money. It was just like God had given me the vet. I'm happy. I'm elated. There need to be more. Amen. When God bless someone, amen, that he's blessing you too. Amen. Well, why would you be envious? Amen. Amen. You don't know how a person works for something. Amen. Or desires for something, or has believed God for something. So get that back up for me. Okay, so fret not and don't be envious. Next verse. Next verse. It says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Next verse. Third thing is trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. God has not forgotten you. I can tell you this, the calling of an apostle, for you that understand that is a relevant office today. There are many times I've seen coming through these rings, these 40-something years, where it just seemed like I was last. I had to deal with that thing in my mind. It's like, Lord, they ain't even been saved long. They ain't been through nothing. And I'm suffering. Believing you, loving you, serving you. They getting blessed. Tell somebody, trust the Lord.
Trust the Lord.
Amen. When he brings it on you, amen, it's going to come so fast, your head going to start swimming.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So stop. It says, trust in the Lord. And that same verse says, do good. If you truly are trusting God, then you're going to be a do-gooder, not a do-badder, not a mischief maker. You're going to be one that does good. Do good by people. Amen. Don't just have your mind on your own things. Be mindful of the things of others. How can you be a blessing to someone? Do good to people. Jesus went about doing good. Come on, I'm showing you how to get positioned for the Zoe life to be released. Okay, next verse. Delight thyself. Okay, there's another. Delight. Delight. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of God. Delight. Some of us need to look that word up and do a study on what it means to delight. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. This walk that we have is not a drudgery. It's not painstaking. Time to go to church. Lord Jesus, I could have slipped. He says, delight yourself. Delight. As a matter of fact, the Lord said, when you delight yourself in me. See, you can't fool God. You can fool folk. You know, you can fool folk with what you do, but you can't fool God. God says, delight in me, and I will give desires that are in your heart. Things that you desire. Maybe somebody else doesn't desire that, but you do. And you delight in me. I'll see to it. I mean, God is an extravagant God. God is not a penny pincher. God is not stingy. God is not religious. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom and everything in the kingdom. And the main thing in the kingdom is the Zoe life, the best and the highest. That ought to change some of the way we think. Tell somebody, delight. Listen, when you come to church, whatever the choir or the praise team or whoever's leading shouldn't have to, you know, get the pump out. Go to pumping you to try to get you to praise God. You need to step in here with a praise. Woo! Hallelujah! The presence of the Lord is here. This is God's house. Today he made, and I will rejoice and be glad. I'm going through the fire, but that's all right. It ain't gonna burn me. Amen. I'm going through the flood, but I ain't gonna get drowned. Amen. I'm coming out as pure gold. Amen. My time is coming. Amen. That's when you delight in the Lord. Just by delight in him. A lot of people want desires to come. Start delighting. You have to will it. Do use your will. Delight in him. You become a magnet to blessing. Get it back up. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5. How many is that? Delight. That's 5? 4? Commit. Is it 5? Okay, commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in him, he'll bring it to pass. Commit. Commit your way. Stop doing things your way all the time, which are not God's way. In other words, God's not in it. You've not acknowledged him. In other words, you could do it without God being there. 95% of church activity would have stopped in the early church if the Holy Spirit wasn't there. 95% of our activity today will continue on even if the Holy Spirit wasn't there with you. They wouldn't do without him. Tell somebody, commit. When you do as unto the Lord. Stop just trying to impress people. I'm going to show them. They're going to see this. Now, commit it unto the Lord. Whatsoever you do, do it as unto the Lord and not unto men. For it is of the Lord that you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. Amen. Not just a man pleaser or an eye servant. Tell somebody, commit your way to the Lord. When nobody's watching, he knows. When nobody knows what's going on, he knows. Amen. When you ain't said nothing, he still knows. Have you committed your way? Where you're going, can he go with you? Has he been invited? Is he welcome? Commit your way unto the Lord. Have you invited him? In the grocery store. Is he able to walk with you? Or he can't go down certain aisles? Next verse up real quick. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Next verse. Rest in the Lord. And then it says, wait. So we got rest and wait. We talked a little bit about rest. It's almost synonymous with peace. Rest in the Lord. That doesn't mean inactivity. But rest your carnal mind. Rest from your anxieties. Rest from your works, your labors, your efforts. You're trying to figure it out and get it done. Rest in the Lord and then wait. That word wait doesn't mean just lay down and go to sleep. That word wait means an exchange. My energy, my efforts for your effort or for your energy. I'm waiting on God. In other words, I'm not going to move in mine. I'm waiting. I'm going to give you my energy. And so in turn, you give me your energy. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. In other words, you're not moving in your own strength. You're waiting upon God. How many is that? Eight? Okay, get me the verse back up. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Okay, cease from anger. In other words, cease from anger. The word says cease from anger. You know, in Ecclesiastes, it says that anger rests in the bosom of a fool. A foolish person gets angry real quick. That's foolish. So if we're going to step into and poise ourselves for the Zoe life, cease from anger. A fool will speak all his heart, all his mind. A wise man will defer anger. Tell someone right now, stop being angry. I'm going to say it again. Stop all the anger. You don't need no anger management course. You need a Holy Ghost course. I need help with my anger. No, call on God. Ask the Lord. Let that be your first. Him. Let him deal with that anger. Curb that anger. Then what is it? Cease from anger and forsake wrath. How many is that? Okay, that's it. And forsake wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. When you get mad and you start working wrath, I'm going to show them. And you start doing stuff. I don't care what kind of position you're in. Your position over people, supervisor, whatever. You start doing stuff to manipulate and all that. That's not the righteousness of God. That's the wrath of man.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.